Well, when ICE detains a person in connection with an alleged immigration violation, that detention is purely civil or administrative in nature, which is to say that the person has not been accused of having committed any crime whatsoever. In the majority of cases, the person actually has no criminal record at all. So what that means is that rather than being protected by the Eighth Amendment to the United States Constitution, which prohibits cruel and unusual punishments, the person is actually protected by the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which prohibits all detention that amounts to punishment absent due process. So that is why when it comes to evaluating the conditions that civil immigration detainees are held in, we really look to whether or not the conditions amount to punishment rather than looking to the cruel and unusual punishment test that applies to convicted prisoners. I mean, you know, one of the very, very frustrating things I think about immigration detention world is that we're in this system and we're already beyond the point where we're envisioning what it could look like. And so even though, you know, the legal rights distinguish between people who are convicted of crimes, people who are charged with crimes, and people who are just civil immigration detainees, the reality is that if you look at any of these facilities, I mean, these are prisons. There's no two ways about it. You know, there's double razor wire, there's high walls. You know, people are referred to by the correctional officers as bodies. You know, these are clearly correctional settings. You know, so it's, I mean, I think that's significant. Sort of, if you have in your mind, you know, if you're unadulterated, in your mind, you think to yourself, well, immigration detention is just sort of a place to hold people just to make sure they show up for their hearings. You know, it looks a lot different than what you might think if that was all you thought, you know, it was.